Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all? Good to see everybody. Some of y'all are venturing back out. It's good to see some new faces that are old. Old faces that are new. Now, wait, that's not even better either. I don't know what we're talking about. It's good to see people that haven't been here in a while. So we are live around the world. So if you want to continue, come on in and have a seat, grab you some coffee and your kolaches and donuts. We're going to sing a few songs, and then we're going to get into God's Word, and it's just good to see everybody. I think the nursery out back is full, so that's wonderful. We're going to sing some things. Hang on just a second. I've had a request. There's all the songs. Okay. If people ask me what, you know, I don't know those words. All you have to do is ask, and I'll make sure you get them. So here we go. On Jordan Stormy Banks. On Jordan Stormy Banks I stand. On Jordan Stormy Banks I stand, and I cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair, to Canaan's fair, and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. And go with me, I am bound for the promised land. When shall I reach that happy place? Boy, wouldn't it be nice to just go ahead and reach it?
When shall I reach that happy place, and I'll be forever blessed? When shall I see my Father's face, and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
You remember that one? That's Heavenly Sunlight. Boy, tell you what. I don't know where everybody else is on the internet, but it was hot, and then that little rain came through, and now it's beautiful, cool. So I just wonderful. We're gonna sing about that right now. Heavenly sunlight,
walking in sunlight, all of my journey over the mountains, through the deep veil, Jesus has said I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises. Jesus is mine.
In the bright sunlight,
in the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, crossing my way to mansions above, singing His praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine.
Days have arrived and they're fashionably late. We just want to announce that to the entire world, okay? Or to blame it on Mom. That's not right, Mom. That's not right to blame that on you.
It shall not be
As if you don't know, it don't matter. You probably know this, and I need this, and I hope you do too. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I need that victory. Anybody else need that? Okay, good. Good to see everybody. All right. We're going to, we have a few announcements we want to share with you. If y'all brought gifts, we appreciate you doing that. And thank you for doing that for Carl and Amber. And while we're talking about them, put Amber and the little baby on your prayer list. Having a little bit of problems, and there's more details of that in here, so we don't need to share that too much online, but just remember them, that you know everything comes in the right levels and that that baby's safe. And speaking of babies, the most beautiful baby in the world just turned one, and that's today, right? Yesterday was her birthday, and if you want to see cake all over her face, Now, Jane and Senior are going, now, wait, I don't know if that's the most beautiful, because I think all three of the most beautiful ones are in the back. So they're here today. So I understand, but everybody's different points of view. Now, Annie's going, now, wait, I have some pretty good-looking ones, too. I don't want to get into that. Anyway, pray for...
I thought I was the most beautiful.
Man. You really thought, okay, well, you're big enough and you carry a gun, so we'll go with that, all right? Anyway, but be praying for Amber and Carl and... the little baby as it comes, and we're looking at it's in the next few weeks that she's due, so yeah. Just keep praying for that. So lift that up. There's a lot of other things that's on the prayer list, and just remember them and lift them up. And some serious things on that's not on the prayer list. We just want you to remember things, people in our church family, and things that are people's dealing with and battling with, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But also we want to remind you that immediately following church, we'll go ahead and dismiss like normal, and then we'll regather for those that wants to stay for Kaylee's memorial service. We're going to have it here about 11:15, something like that, 11:20. Feel free to step up, stretch your legs, get something to drink or something, and then come back and we'll start that back up, and we'll have some other people coming in to join us with that. So we want to remember the friends and the neighbors and everybody with Kaylee. And we won't, I won't belabor it now because we're going to talk about her later, but was she just not a sweetheart? You know, she's just such a sweet lady. So if you want to stay and can't stay, and if you knew her, we would love to have you involved in that. So that'll be just here shortly after church. We're going to go ahead and any other announcements that need to hit? We want you to, next week, I don't know if we need to announce this or not. We don't need to announce it. Okay, I won't. Okay, never mind. Next week's just Sunday. I won't let the cat out of the bag. And then we have coming up the drive-through live nativity. That will be 18th, 19th, and 20th, if my mind works right now. My mind's not working very good. I've been working so hard. But 18th, 19th, and 20th will be the live nativity here. And it'll be drive-through this year. So you will never have to get out of your car. But we do need people to participate. You don't have to say anything, but just to participate and help us out. We'll have a sign-up sheet for that pretty darn quick. Any other announcements that I'm missing that we just said, hey, you promised Greg you would do, and I didn't? If you haven't been out back, if it's muddy, don't go out back. But I know it's rained a little bit. But if you can get in there without getting your feet muddy, feel free to look. The bottom floor children's side should be starting here pretty darn quick. I know the electrician, the plumber has been on the grounds, and the second floor is almost done, to my knowledge. They're going to be working on all the flooring there and doing the touch-up in some of the rooms and the border and the moldings and all of that. Believe it or not, we're going to have the sprinkler pipes painted. So all those people that went in, they're going to be painted. And that's going to be, we're going to be working on that. And everything's just kind of coming in line. Hopefully by the end of the month, we'll have all the workers out of there. That's my goal. That's not my goal. That's the bank's goal. But to have all the workers out. And well, basically, they want all the money spent out of the bank from the bank loan. So we have to have all of them out to have that done so we don't have to go into a different situation with the bank. So that's kind of what we're. So just pray for Godspeed and patience that... Jack, I killed one. You've killed two. I buried your two that you killed. I only have killed one. Jack, help you bury them. There's some tenseness going on, but we really haven't killed that many people over 10. So it's going to be okay. That's a joke. Everybody's looking at me like, really? Really? It's a joke. We wounded one, but that was deliberate. I did back over him, but he was walking slow. Anyway, that's a joke. If we could have the ushers come forward, we'll take out the morning offering. Yeah. Keep helping us with the supporting and the love and the giving that you're doing. I want to let you know there's so many COVID situations and churches really hurting, and we're not any different with that. So we wanted to let you know that we appreciate everybody that gives in the ministries, and we're getting ready to go into the Annie Armstrong Christmas offering, but we'll tell you more about that when we get into that area. But if we could, tell you what, let's just have a word of prayer, okay? Dear Lord, we just want to come to you, acknowledging that you own everything. And Lord, you have everything in your control. You own a cattle on a thousand hills. And Lord, for us to coerce and manipulate and twist arms and promise and beg and all of that, Lord, isn't the way we need to worship you. This should come from the heart. And Lord, as these offerings and tithes and givings, Lord, are dropped in this plate, may it be out of love for you, of what you've done for us. Lord, there's no secret here that this is a continuing of the worship for you. And Lord, somewhere down the line, the way we brought up or tradition or something that came up, that this was just part of the service that we have to take care of business. Lord, we missed that because that's not what it is. Lord, bless the offering out of our hearts and our love for the blessings that you have given us. And Lord, we can't outgive you. We've tried and it just doesn't work. Your blessings are awesome. And Lord, I thank you for that. But as each envelope or dollar or quarter or whatever, Lord, is placed in the plate, may it just multiply the impact of what it needs to do in people's lives. May it gather somehow more zeros behind it, Lord, to elongate the power of what that gift is. So we can pay more bills than what, Lord, it ever was intended to pay. Lord, bless it. Bless those that give. And Lord, let us give with a cheerful heart. And Lord, thank you for giving to us. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor.
set the score, didn't you?
Jesus.
Like a shield.
Disappoint you, but I don't get to preach 45 minutes because I wanted to sing for an hour, to be right honest with you. That's what happens when you close your eyes while you're playing the piano. You skip half of a verse. So I apologize for that. That's why whatever song that was. That, there's something about that name. I closed my eyes. Oh, where was I? I forgot. That's not a good idea, but hey. God's good, isn't he? All the time, and all the time, God is good. Okay, we're going to have you get to your Bibles. We're just going to be popcorn Bibling today. So you want to write these down. If you want to turn with your phone, if you're going to have it in your phone, go ahead and get ready to really. You can say, well, I can't put it in my phone that fast. I've seen some of you text right at the stop sign. You can do it. So if you need to get on the phone and do it, go ahead and do it. So you'll be able to find all these verses. We were talking about, I think something that I need, because I changed this thing 20 times and I couldn't figure out what I needed to talk about. I was thinking, Lord, why am I fighting this? Why is there a battle here? So that's exactly what we're going to talk about. What's the battle all about? So I finally thought, okay, well, let's just talk about the things that get up into my craw. A couple good scriptures I want you to turn to, if you would. 1 Timothy 6:12. It's a 6:12 day. So you can basically, if you want to find 1 Timothy 6:12 and then Ephesians 6:12, you're going to have two good verses there that talk about the fights, the battles. The war, let's get real right down to it, of what's going on with people today. Not only what's going on in our streets, not only what's going on in front of the White House, but what's going on inside of many of us. Many things is happening at the office or with relationships, but it's a bigger battle than that. It's not just... You burnt my toast this morning, Lillian. She didn't, did she? Because she didn't fix you any toast. Poor Sammy. Doggone it. 1 Timothy, if you're there, chapter 6, verse 12, say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Obviously, the first, what, six words is what I'm after this morning, fighting the good fight of faith. How do you do that? Well, we're going to show it to you. First of all, we could talk about 10 different, 100 different, okay, battles that we face each and every day. Some of you decide, what color hair am I going to have this week?
Great.
Yeah. I have no choice. I tried that once. I remember I tried that once and went down and saw Mom. And right before that, I just Grecian formula. You may remember this. I don't know, because I tried, came back and had it taken out. And my mom looked at me, she said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's amazing how you think you really do some good things, and then your mother has a way of just cutting you right down to the root. Yep. God bless moms. Then, in Ephesians 6:12, flip over there. Because this is what the battle's all about. Some of us have the battle of the bulge. You know, our chest has dropped down into our drawers. You know what we're talking about. But this is what the battle is all about. Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. So folks, we're not fighting ourselves. You're not fighting with the person that you live with. You're not fighting with your kids. Let's be real. It's bigger than that. So whatever happens after church today, this isn't about differences. It's bigger than that. This is spiritual stuff. Because if he can get us off spiritually, then we're going to come at odds. So I love this. And we're going to talk about just three battles here. But for you don't wrestle against flesh and blood. That's not what it's all about. But against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. And husbands, that isn't your wife, no matter what she looks like in the morning. See, when you're single, you can talk like that. Before that, I would have got shot. Anyway. The rulers of the darkness of the age, against spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. So where's the battle from? Absolutely. It's up there. It's a spiritual battle. So everything that happens to us is a spiritual battle. So what was going on with me all week? And what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? And I kept doing it. I kept changing. I kept changing. And then Annie had the audacity to text me in the middle of the night last night. What are you preaching on? I said, I have no clue. I have no clue yet. And it finally came and said, I'm going to talk about battles because I'm having a battle. So that's what we're going to talk about. And there's another one. 1 Corinthians 9:26. And I want to just find these in this version here, but I have some other versions we'll share with you. But this is just the New King James. 1 Corinthians 9:26. And if you want to scream out real loud, your version, because this could be really interesting in some different versions. 1 Corinthians 9:26. And just between me and you, this is all intro. I haven't got to the point yet, just so you know. Therefore, I run like this, not with uncertainty. Thus, I fight, but not as one who beats the air. You see that? 1 Corinthians 9:26. What's other versions say there about not as one who beats the air? Any other version? Go ahead, Ian. Boxing? The Living Bible puts it this way. I fight to win, and I'm not just shadow boxing. There's something that I am fighting. There's something that I'm literally having a boxing match emotionally, relationally, financially, psychologically, all of those leagues, the Lee family. There's all of those that we are having that battle. That was 1 Corinthians, because some of you are still saying, where did he find that? 1 Corinthians 9:26. okay? This war that we are facing and that you're dealing with, and if you can't, okay, let's take this so much deeper. If you have a problem with overeating, none of us have that. Here, none of us have that. I'll put that back where it belongs. But smoking, drinking, cussing like a sailor, lying, manipulating, pride, jealousy. Dare I just keep on going because I'm afraid I'm going to step on everybody's toes. You're all limp out of here, but I hope so because I'm stepping on mine. It's a battle and it's a war between my old nature and my new nature. That is what is fighting and going back and just having a heyday with each other. Keep turning towards the middle of the book if you're still in Corinthians, but go to Romans 7:22. And this talks about that. Just so you don't think I'm lying to you. Romans 7:22. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members. And they're warring against each other. Against the law of my mind. And it's bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Do you not understand? We're not talking about church members. We're talking about members of our own body. I understand. I have a fight going on, but I'm having a fight within myself from the old nature and the new nature. So let's get real here, okay? Maybe I'm all wet, and somebody can say, you know, it's about time you admitted that. This is for Christians. If you're a non-Christian, congratulations, you don't have to fight. You're playing with your conscience and your worldview and what other people may try to sway you to believe or think and how you get along and peer pressure and all that. But this is an internal battle that we're having with ourselves between the old and the new. So there's going to be more, but I only want to hit on three real fast wars that you have within you. One is with selfishness and unselfishness. James 4, 1 and 2. I want you to see this. James 4. Where do all these wars and fights come from among you? Well, that's not me saying it. It's the Holy Spirit in the scripture. James 4, 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and you do not have. You murder and you covet and cannot obtain. You fight and you war. And then it just keeps on going. You can just go right on through that. It talks about you just go from one side to the next. The battle is, the first battle that we deal with, the first war that we deal with is between our selfishness and unselfishness. We have that battle. And Philippians 2, 3, and 4 goes like this. Don't be selfish, but be humble, thinking of others better than yourself. Don't think only good about your own affairs, but be interested in others too and what they're doing. So, selfishness and unselfishness. So when you walk into a room like this today, what's your mindset? Do you go, I hope they like the way I look? Or do you go, I wonder what I can do for somebody in this room today? Folks, it's a whole different concept. And believe you me, it's a whole different worldview. It's a whole different opinion of what most people do out there. Because I want to drive the nicest car, right? You want everybody to know. Have you ever noticed? Believe you me, a vehicle is something that gets you from one place to the other. I don't know why we put so much emphasis or I want to make sure during that trip I impress as many people as possible that I'll never meet for the rest of my life. But we do that. And we let other things go. Now, if you have the money, God bless you, do it. But I don't ever want to have another car payment. So I will drive that Nissan Juke until the wheels fall off that thing. Because it's just a mode of transportation. And then I'll get another horse and resaddle and do something else. But what do you do when you walk in to a room, to your office? I wonder if they're going to notice me. Or instead of the mindset, I wonder who I can help today. What impact can I make on somebody today? That's the war that we have with selfishness and unselfishness. Then another one, the second war that we have, you know, right? Yeah, we have plenty of time. Although I've lost four of you, but that's okay. That's okay. The war between forgiveness and bitterness. Some of you may need to go to sleep now because it'll hit you right between the eyes. Hebrews 12:15. You got to find this. I was going to just read a portion of it, but I just wrote down a portion of it. But it needs to be the whole thing. Hebrews 12:15. I don't apologize for reading from God's word. And if you do, and you don't like me doing it, go home and watch some video on Amazon, because this is God's word. We need to be worried about that, because it's a lot more important than what I'm going to tell you. Hebrews 12:15. Jump up to 14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. That was free. That wasn't even what I was going to hit on. But that's a good bonus scripture. Pursue peace with everyone. Not just the people that agree with you. With everybody. Looking now, verse 15. Carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. And this is where I was after. Lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Bitterness can eat you alive, and it eats right through your stomach. It eats right through your sleep patterns. It eats right through some of your mental patterns, because bitterness has that root that will go so far. It'll really, really, really mess you up. Ephesians 4:26. If you get angry, don't sin by holding on to it. And then there's that one famous quote. Never let the sun go down on your anger. Matthew 7:2. This is one of those that some of you may have marked out in your Bible. You will be judged in the same way that you judge other people. Oh, no. In this political arena right now, be careful, church. You're messing with fire. Be careful. And that's as far as I'm going to take that. When it turns into hate, it'll mess you up. And it'll take you places farther, and it'll cost you more than you ever wanted to pay. So you need to be careful. You need to get under control, and you need to recognize God's in control. Okay? Now, I don't even want to go with what side, but just whatever side. Just be careful with that. Was there any more in that verse? That was Ephesians 4:26. No, that was Hebrews 12:15. Then Ephesians 4:26. And then Matthew 7:2. The same way you judge others, and the forgiveness you give to others will be given to you. And then Romans 8:37. we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We can win this battle of forgiveness and bitterness. The last battle that I want to talk about, then we're going to give you some weapons real quick. And this one's tough. This one probably doesn't make sense, but it does to me. There's a war that we have between what's easy and what's right. We fall in the easy line a lot. Well, that's going to take some work. Yeah. We need to have that war. Galatians 5:17. I'm trying to find it. It's not in my Bible. You having trouble? Galatians 5. General Electric Power. Okay, Galatians. Okay. You have to have ways to remember what word the Bible says. Okay, Galatians 5:17 goes like this. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Sometimes we allow whatever is easiest to take over whatever is the right thing to do. And most of the time, if it's the easiest path, it's not the right thing to do. You have to remember that. In Galatians 6:9, since we're in there, might as well jump over one more chapter. Don't let us grow weary while we're doing good, for in due season we will reap if we don't lose heart. A lot of times the battle is often a conflict between short-term gain and long-term gain. If you want short-term happiness, you're going to have a battle with the Spirit. Because things we do here, we won't reap until some of that's in heaven. And baby, that's long-term results. I'd way prefer to get that than something here and somebody pat me on the back and go, attaboy, there you go, Greg, good job. And it's not what God wants me to do. That's the battle. Okay, three weapons. Okay, you ready for these? Just write these down. There's a secret weapon. We get our faith from one place, God's word. Ephesians 6:16. In every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. And you get that faith? From Romans 10:17, faith comes from what? Hearing the word of God. Of putting that word of God in a place where it can be obtained and grabbed and used. And not manipulated, not construed to where it doesn't make sense what it's supposed to do. But to be able to give you that faith and what you need to be able to handle these battles. And then Ephesians, of course, everybody knows it. 6:17, just part of it. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's a weapon. The word of God is a weapon. The second weapon is you get support from God's people. You get the faith from God's word. You get support from God's people. I don't know, church, how we would get through without God's people. It's good to see some of you that haven't seen in a long time. You've been missed. This COVID, that's probably the worst thing about this. If we get to see people online and get to wave and and we get to call, but even if you're here, it's not the same as putting my arms around you and saying, oh man, I miss you. And of course, if you're around Lucy, she's going to hug you no matter what anyway. So it doesn't matter, but don't you miss that? God's people, because that's where we get the support. Because in Philippians 1:30, first part of that, we're in this fight together. We're in this together. Hebrews 10:25. Don't stay away from the church meetings as some are doing. Instead, meet together and encourage one another. And I use this one all the time. Usually when we're marrying somebody, Ecclesiastes 4:12. One person standing alone can be attacked and defeated. Two can stand back to back and conquer. But a group of three can't be quickly broken. And I always say this in marriages. One is the husband. Second is the wife, or vice versa. And the third is the love of Jesus Christ in the middle. And intertwined, that can't be broken. I talked about this online one day when I talked about the thread or whatever being easily snapped. And it's so important. It's the same way with the support that we get from each other. That's why there may be churches that's going to go under. There may be churches that close. There may be churches that are just going to board up. But I want to let you know, Faith Springs Baptist is going to be here for another 100 and some years, probably until the rapture, because we have that love and support within us. No matter what, this is the place you ought to be able to come and get that support that you need. So you get your faith from God's word, you get the support from God's people, and you get the power from God's Spirit. That's the third weapon, the power from God's Spirit. 1 John 4:4, you belong to God. So God's Spirit's in you, and he's more powerful than the spirit that is in the world. We'll look at a different version than that. Let's see what this says here. 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. If we belong to God, we have the power. Do you realize that we have the same power that he raised the dead with, that he raised Jesus Christ with? The same power that happened there, we have that kind of power today. And the world's trying to tell us that we have nothing, that we are powerless. I want to let you know, just like that, everything can change and go, whoa, what happened? God showed up. The Holy Spirit breathed. It exhaled in a world that we thought was hellbound. And it went, and whoa, everything, boom, was fixed. Rapture, whatever it's going to take. And at this point, I'm not for sure. Just rapture. Let's just go. But God said, wait, I'll do it on my time. Don't push me. But the power's there. A couple other scriptures I want you to write down. Psalm 43:3. They did not conquer by their own strength and skill, but by your mighty power, because you smiled on them and you favored them. Every time I think I do something good, I go, hey, God, thank you for giving me the talent. And he's up there going, oh, you missed the boat again. You missed the boat again. Greg, do you realize you have no talent without me? The impact wasn't what you said or what you thought you wrote so eloquently. It was that the Holy Spirit had them hear me in the presence of your goofy words. I intervened. Let my words come through. I can stand at the door today, and on the way out, somebody will say something, oh, Pastor, that was one of those messages I needed on this. I'm thinking, Curtis, did I even talk about that today? Well, I don't think so. Because the Holy Spirit has the power to do that, to be able to just change that and do it. Ephesians 6:18, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Ephesians 6, 13. Use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy in the time of evil, so that after the battle, you will still be standing firm. And all of that Ephesians 6 is just good. You want to just write all that down. 1 John 5, I only got a minute. 1 John 5, 4 through 5. Every child of God defeats this evil world by trusting Christ to give the victory. And the ones who win this battle are the ones who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I don't know about you. I have battles. This week you felt like, that's it, I'm done, I'm out of here. If Baylor's watching, they know this week I have tried everything in my ability to get fired. I'm out of here. I want out. Every now and then when I get a call from back here, that's it. Jack, it's yours. I'm out. I'm out. All you're going to see is elbows and ankles because I'm out of here. You felt like quitting? Felt like running? Can't stand the battle anymore? One last thought. I want to hear. I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. I want to hear that. And if you do it, he will give you victory to get through whatever battle. But folks, stop trying to do it on your own. Dear Lord, we just come to you right now, and I thank you for your word. Thank you for the power. We have the power. We just don't plug it in. Lord, show us how to use it. For whatever battles that were happening out here in these chairs, in this place, whatever battles were happening at home, around a coffee table, on a couch, or in a recliner, whatever, the people watching online, Lord, may we turn to you to give us the strength, the faith. May we turn to the people to give us the support that we need and the encouragement and the just the love. And may we turn to the Spirit to be able to give us the power we need to keep on, keep it on, and keep it on. We are now running a race in the host of witnesses. And Lord, there's people in the stands. There's Jim Hickman in the stands that's calling out, you keep going, Greg. You keep hanging in there, Greg. There's a Jesse Outlaw that's saying, Greg, don't you give up. You keep giving them heaven. And Lord, there's so many other people that's gone on before. There's Kitty saying, Lord, just Greg, just keep playing the piano. Just keep leading this thing, and you're doing it. Keep going, keep going. And Lord, there's witnesses for each of us to keep encouraging us. May we not give up. May we dig our heels in and go, nothing is going to come into this place and change what God intended for to happen right here in me, in my family, and in this house of God. In Jesus' blessed name we pray it. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Have an awesome week. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back next week for another edition of Faith Springs Live. God bless.